Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, Barry Svalouga is going to join us in about 10 minutes. What's the opposite of a shout-out? Anti-shout-out to the American Legion Bridge this morning.
Bleep them.
Yeah, now you're talking. Bleep you Thursday at 1 o'clock, early edition. Bleep the American Legion Bridge and all that GW traffic. VA Hustler on Twitter sent me a list of the best cornerback free agents available. Xavien Howard's at the top of the list. In the break, was talking to B. I was like, you know, I do wonder if this guy could help him. He was a Pro Bowler 2 years ago, has really been a pretty durable player. I mean, go back to 2020. Granted, it was a COVID year. Everything was weird. He had 10 interceptions that year.
How many he has since then?
6'1", 203. He's had seven. I mean, he had five in 21 and then a pick each in 22 and 23. But then I flipped the coin over. It's probably a reason he's not on a roster. There's 32 NFL teams. They all want to win. They sign guys and look at guys. I don't know. It is interesting. What will matter far more for Sunday's game, they were not able to run the ball in Baltimore. I think Baltimore deserves a lot of credit for that. I think at the same time, I think Cliff kind of recognized that and kind of got away from the run. I don't think they will do that as much Sunday against Panthers, who have a D-line that's really been hit by injuries. But they also didn't have Brian Robinson. Yeah. How much of the inability to run the football in Baltimore do you equate with Brian Robinson's absence?
A ton of it. I think most of it came from that, because what this team does is they run Brian and they do other stuff off of that. And when you don't have Brian, now you're trying to do the stuff off of it that normally happens after he batted, that it threw off the flow a little bit. And we tried to just go to other things, and they were like, okay, we don't have to worry. Because if they had, just like we had to worry about Derrick Henry, they didn't have to worry about Brian. He wasn't on the field. But, and yeah, I understand, Austin is damn good. McNichols has shown. And then guess what happens later on in the game? You start thinking twice about hitting him again.
We got to talk to Brian Robinson in the Commanders' locker room yesterday. Here's what B-Rob had to say.
Tremendously, DQ and AP for deciding that for me, because, you know, I'm just so prideful. I'm like, man, look, I'm ready to play. So, you know, they decided, you know, that they wanted the best decision, you know, for what we was trying to do. And, you know, I'm thankful, you know, for them being in my corner.
So you were to play, if it was up to you.
Dumb question, right? I got you.
What's been so good about the balance between you and Austin Reed and Jeremy, and kind of be able to like have almost similar roles, but be able to kind of mix and match a little as much as you guys have?
Just knowing that we all have our own skill sets that we need to try to maximize, so we try to complement each other the best way we can. You know, if I need to go be physical, so Austin can come in and slice guys up, and you know, we need to, you know, try to maximize that.
Sounds just like what you said, B.
Yeah.
Let Austin and J-Mac slice them up.
I kind of think like a running back.
What you can't hear on the audio, and that video's on my Instagram and my TikTok. Follow me on TikTok. I have no idea how to work TikTok. I'm just throwing videos up there because that's where the kids are, B. You got to give people the content they want where they want it. But I think if you watch the video, the look B-Rob gave Kime when he asked, you know, if you could, would you have wanted to be out there? The look is fairly priceless.
He should have given that look. Why you ask that question? He just told you I would play it, but they kept me away from it.
I think you mentioned this earlier in the week, or maybe you said it Sunday when we were in the tunnel. Do you think there was any determination of you? Because if you watched the Browns game, B-Rob was out the whole second half. Now, they were kicking their ass, so it didn't really matter. And you can act like you just pulled him to rest him because of the lead. I wonder if he was a little beat up. Do you think it was a organizational decision to say, yo, if we got to sit him for one, let's sit him for the Ravens, and then he'll be ready to rock going forward.
Yeah. I mean, I think you got a bye in how long? So if we could give him a chance right now.
First weekend of December.
Second half of this season, of this game, the next game, we don't need him necessarily for one game. We need him for the rest of the year. We're playing better than we thought, and if we want to continue down the stretch.
32nd in points allowed, 29th in yards allowed. Like, you want to know the recipe to be 1-5, Brian? How about these numbers? Offensively, they're 28th in points scored.
All we got to do is back up to last year. We saw it.
Right, that's true. I mean, they're dead last
year. We don't have to talk about Carolina.
Right.
We know.
As far as running the ball, they are 30th in yards allowed, 32nd in rushing attempts allowed. If you wonder why the rushing attempts allowed matters, because typically when you're getting your ass kicked, the other team just runs the ball in the second half.
Totally.
Like, that's when you're giving up, you know.
I don't understand, like, I understand we look at stuff and we look at the numbers. When you look at the numbers, they tell you basically what they're doing. The team that's going in to play them, we have to make sure it stays like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen teams, like, giving up a lot of rush yards. And I haven't seen – I'm not saying that this happened with this team. But the team gives up a lot of rush yards. And then another team rolls in and keep trying to throw the ball. Rush the damn ball against them. They can't stop the run. Run it against them. And, yeah, we may not get 300 yards passing, 200 yards passing, but we might get 300 rushing. Get it. The object is to win the damn game. Doesn't make a difference. And if they can't stop the run, then you know what? You keep running until they learn how to stop it.
Just shove it. Just shove it.
Big time.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.